Nebraska Extension Almanac.
In part one of this discussion on virtual fencing for cattle operations, Extension Specialist Mary Dernowski talks about some of the options available to ranchers. On today's Almanac, she focuses on some of the tracking data available from the app that will benefit your ranching decisions.
It's actually overlaid on like a Google map, like so most people know what that looks like. So you can actually see where your, say, your perimeter boundaries are. You can usually easily see where your waterer is and tell the product, this is where my waterer is located. And it does have a lot of foolproofness to it. Like for instance, most of them will tell you, hey, you know, you created a paddock and it doesn't have a water source in there, right? It's because you need to tell it this is where the water is. As you said, it has some limitations on the angles and those types of things, so you don't create something that is going to limit your success, force the cattle into somewhere you don't want them to be, so to speak. So I think that's really useful because it is fairly intuitive in terms of being able to set up the paddocks and being able to move them from paddock to paddock. All the products are a little bit different in terms of those interfaces and the apps. I will say that I know that some of the apps have limited use in terms of what you can and can't do. Like sometimes it's just being able to turn off like the whole group or turn them on. But I've played around with some of that on the app, and I've been impressed with the ability to stand in the field and make changes and do some of those things that are necessary. One of the cool things is the data that you get back can start helping you make some management decisions or help you think about what's going on. So, you know, last month we had a cow that they were looking at the track on. One of the students looked at the track on it and said, hey, this cow has not moved as much in the last, you know, 48 hours as the rest of the group. She doesn't seem to have gone to water nearly as much as the rest of them. Can somebody go down and take a look at her, right? And of course, our crew said, oh yeah, you know, we've been watching that cow. She does seem to have a little bit of a limp. We were going to get her up today anyways. So yes, she did have some foot rot, right? So you could actually notice that on the virtual fencing. The heat map is also kind of useful. So because it can kind of tell you where they're spending their time, and you can also kind of say, oh, if they're overgrazing this area, I'm just going to fence that out. Or if we have had a little bit of rain in the past month, and so we have some really wet spots, and you know, cattle can really muck up those wet spots. And that's another option that you have is to be able to say, oh, I'm just going to fence them out of that because I don't want them to make that a big mud hole, right? So kind of neat to be able to get some idea from that information that it's providing you to help you change some of your management decisions. The heat map's kind of nice because sometimes it's a little bit hard to know exactly where that overgrazed area is. Like you can go out and you can look at the pasture and you can be like, oh, it's here. But then where is it on this map when I'm trying to draw it? And the heat map will kind of help you figure that out.
Today's program was a portion of an interview from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.